In the country here, no, we mustn't complain because we had a small holding next to us who had cows which grazed on the common. So we could take our jug, and of course they had to be milked twice a day. So we were able to take our jug round next door and have as much milk as you wanted. So that was no problem. We were register. You had to register at a shop for food, and our little local stores, they always had a little extra for anyone on leave. So if they perhaps we'd have a little extra pot of jam or something like that, which was, and of course I made butter with this. It was full cream milk from the straight from the cow, and I put in a kilner jar, took the cream off, put in a kilner jar, and shook it up, made butter.
Butter.
So we didn't do too badly, and of course we grew all our own vegetables and our own fruit. And then we didn't keep rabbits, but my next door neighbour kept rabbits, so we saved food for the rabbits. And at the small holding where the milk came from, they had pigs. So all the everything, leaves from lettuce and cabbage, they went to the pigs. So when they killed a pig, we had a liver or something like that. So no, we managed. We managed. With all these rabbits, we were never short of a rabbit. And you'd be surprised, a nice, well-fed rabbit, they weren't sort of wild ones. You wouldn't know it from a beautiful chicken at Christmas, a roasted rabbit. Oh, beautiful.